My dear Mr. Davis, a matter of the most pressing nature has arisen.
Hi. Hey, where's Scotty?
Gone home, sir. I'm the new nightman.
No, it's okay. We carried him this far.
You must be Mr. Davis. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. We've been on the road a week.
I saw all my old friends in Terre Haute.
I saw my young ones.
Tell Scotty we stayed in hotels and motels and tents, and we even slept in sleeping bags.
No problems, no phone calls, no mail. French?
Mr. French!
We're home!
Hey, French!
Maybe he's out shopping or something. He didn't know when we were going to come back. Mr. Davis, urgent. Urgent!
Hey, kid. Come here. I got a letter from Mr. French. Now, listen, kids. My dear Mr. Davis, a matter of the most pressing nature has arisen. I have been advised by the British ambassador that Her Majesty the Queen, has personally requested my services to accompany the royal household on a visit to various capitals of the Commonwealth. I hope to return to your service within the matter of 1 month.
He's gone. Mr. French is actually gone for a whole month.
Please, can't we get him back?
I don't want him to go.
No, I don't want him to go either. The fact is, he's gone. We're just going to have to make the best of it for a while.
What are we going to do? I can take care of me, but who's going to take care of Jody?
I am.
That's right.
Yes?
The apartment of Mr. William Davis, I presume?
Yes.
My name is French. Nigel French.
Nigel French. Won't you come in, please?
Are you any relation to Mr. French?
Mr. Giles French is my brother.
You missed him. He went to London to see the Queen.
Yes, I was aware of his plans. You see, sir, I've been employed by the Van Schuylers of High Annisport to supervise their household. So I was practically at hand when my brother appealed to me.
Yeah, I see. Appealed to you for what?
Oh, to take his place until his return.
And you can be the whole class.
I'll play school if we can play catch.
We're doing spelling.
Why can't we do recess?
Sissy, would you play catch with me?
Oh, I can't, Jody. I've got to put my hair up.
Please, Sissy.
Oh, all right. But just for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Missy. You throw just like a girl.
Well, I am a girl. Just for that, I think I'll do my hair after all.
Mr. French, would you play catch with me?
I'm sorry, Jody. American baseball is not my cup of tea.
Don't you know how?
Well, it's not a question of knowing how. Basically, I'm a cricket man.
That's all right. I like caterpillars.
Well, may I suggest, Jody, that you go and amuse yourself with your sisters?
Uncle Bill! Hi,
pal.
Am I glad you're home?
How are you?
What a day. I had to hang around Sissy and Buffy all afternoon.
Wait a minute, Jody. French! Hey, French!
Good evening, son. We're later than we expected. Your dinner jacket is pressed and waiting, sir.
Thank you.
And we have already taken the liberty of informing Miss Patton you will be a trifle late.
Ah, that's what I like about you, French. You've got ESP.
Thank you, son.
Uncle Bill!
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Jody, I've got to go and change my clothes. Now, why don't you go see what your sisters are doing, huh?
Sisters are always doing sister stuff.
Hey, Bill. You know about that hydroelectric project up in Rochester? I think maybe we can swing another one if we... Bill.
Yeah, you remember anything about being a little kid?
What's that got to do with Rochester?
Nothing. It's got to do with Jody. He won't have anything to do with his sisters. Nothing.
Ah. I recognize the symptoms. I was raised by a mother, two aunts, and three sisters. And there are times when I felt like writing a note to the outside world saying, help, I'm being held prisoner in a petticoat jail.
They go out of their way to be nice to him.
Mine did, too. You know, the boy needs masculine companionship. You.
Me.
Who else? We're going to the baseball game tonight. Why don't you take Jody?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks. Jody!
I'm in here.
Huh. Pretty fast reader.
I slow down when there were.
Listen, you want to go to the ball game with Mr. Gaynor and me tonight?
Just us guys?
Yeah, just us guys.
Oh, boy!
Hey. Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi.
Mrs. Beasley was sick all day today.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe she'll be better tomorrow, I hope.
I hope so, too. I ate all her candy pills.
Well, I better get ready.
Right, me too.
Where are you going?
Uncle Bill's taking us guys to the ball game.
Who's us guys?
Fellas, man.
You're a kid.
I'm a god.
Sit down before you fall down, Jody.
All right, Chuck, baby, let's get some wood on it.
Get the cover off it.
Uncle Bill, if I catch a ball, can I keep it?
If you catch a ball, they'll probably sign you up.
Ball game for 25 years and never caught a foul tip.
Yeah, Jody, here's ball for you. Hey. Jody. Jody. Look like caught.
Did they sign you up?
So, Jody, I gotta take another trip tomorrow.
Oh, you're going away again?
Well, this gonna be for one day. I'm going to a little place I know for fishing. I want you to come along.
Oh, boy!
That's a date? You wanna go?
You bet. I'll go tell Buffy.
Don't gloat.
I won't. What does gloat mean?
Well, that means when you say something like, Uncle Bill's taking me fishing, but you can't go.
Buffy, guess what? I give up. How come you always give up so fast? It saves time. Uncle Bill's taking me fishing. But I can say that he's not taking you. Why not? 'Cause that would be gloating. Well, I don't like fishing. You never fished before. If I liked fishing, I'd like worms. And I hate worm. I'll go tell Sissy.
Well, I didn't figure on that. They want both of us at that meeting in Rochester tomorrow.
You know, I'd go up there alone, Bill, but well, if we want to talk more hydroelectric projects
today. Yeah, I know. We both should go. Jody's going to be awful disappointed. I'm going to take Jody along with us. You know, there's a great little fishing spot up there.
We'll have conferences all day long. The poor kid will get lost in the shuffle.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you're right. He'll be just as bored as he was at the baseball game.
I wish I was going fishing. The toughest part's going to be listening to all those speeches before getting down to business.
Toughest part's going to be explaining it to Jody. I'd rather go fishing with you, Jody, but it just looks like I have to go up there to Rochester and talk all this business stuff.
That's okay. I don't care.
We'll go fishing some other time, okay?
Okay, Uncle Bill. I'll just have to find something else to do tomorrow.
Maybe you could talk French into taking you to the zoo, huh?
He'll be busy. Buffy's having a birthday party for Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, you invited?
Me and a lot of girls are coming over with their dolls.
Well, that kind of party can't last all day, pal.
At night, Sissy's having a sleeping party. More girls, only bigger.
Doesn't sound like much fun.
Who cares? Well,
Good night, Uncle Bill. I wouldn't have caught any fish anyway.
Oh, Jody. Now, that's no way for a fisherman to talk. Jody, I tell you what. You're going to catch some fish, and you're going to catch them this weekend. You're going to come with me.
To Rochester?
Yeah, to Rochester. I'll get that old business out of the way, and then we'll go to Lake Chowasso. How about that?
Uncle Bill, I was only fooling before. I really did care.
Well, I'm glad you told me, pal, because you sure had me fooled. As soon as I wind up this business.
You've been winding a long time.
I know. I'm sorry I had to leave you here in this room all alone. I couldn't get back any sooner. I want to thank you for looking after him.
Oh, the young man isn't a bit of trouble.
Uncle Bill, when are we going fishing?
We're going to go fishing as soon as I get finished. I rented a camper for us. Now, that's a kind of a truck, you know, with a thing like a house on the back. And we'll go right after dinner, okay?
Oh, boy.
Bill, something's come up. Their attorney objects to Section 23.
All right, let's get down there and get it over with. I'll be just a little while longer, Jody.
Uncle Bill, are we going to sleep in the camper?
You bet we're going to sleep in a camper. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Bye. I'm so glad you could all come to Mrs. Beasley's party.
Good afternoon, young ladies. It's been pleasant, but hectic.
I'll take them to the elevator.
Oh, Mr. French, my friends are all here for my slumber party. Come this way. Hi.
Mr. French, isn't this fun?
Delightful.
Sport. Rise and shine.
It's too dark for shining.
I know, but we're finally going fishing.
No more business?
Just bass business. Now go on, get dressed. We're going to Lake Chowasso. Get out of there.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, it's an Indian word. It means lapping waters or something like that.
You mean we're going to see Indians?
No, there's no Indians there anymore, son. They used to fish there a long time ago.
I hope they left us some bass.
Don't worry about it. Get your teeth brushed.
You mean you have to brush your teeth even to go fishing?
That's right.
I bet the Indians didn't have to.
Just dandy.
Won't the car go anymore?
Well, with a broken water pump. Well, I'm sorry, pal. Looks like we're stuck for a while.
I don't mind, Uncle Bill.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll get it fixed up and get out of here.
I don't care.
Well, I do. I promised you a good time, and you're going to have one today. You got that? Well, I thought they'd be here by now.
That's all right, Uncle Bill. I don't mind.
You ain't eating that cereal dry, are you?
We don't have any milk.
Well, that's my fault. I thought we'd eat breakfast up at the lake and we could stop and buy fresh milk on the way.
That's all right, Uncle Bill. I don't mind.
Will you quit saying that? I feel bad enough now. How can you eat that stuff without milk?
It just chew harder.
All right, don't eat too much. We're going to have fish for lunch, remember? Oh, here comes the truck. No, you just tell a game warden you're not 16 yet.
I sure hope he believes me.
Well, if he doesn't, I'll talk him into it.
Afternoon.
Oh, I'd like to get a fishing license, please, and we need some bait for bass.
Here you are, mister. You just sign here. You like fishing, young man?
I don't know. I never went.
Night crawlers ought to get you the big ones.
Thank you. How far is it to Lake Chuasso?
Oh, it's just down the road and over the hill. Don't tell me you're going to go fishing at Lake Chuasso.
That's where we're heading.
Well, these night crawlers aren't going to do you any good.
What do you mean?
Lake's dried up. Has been for 2 years. Ever since they diverted the water for the reservoir system.
Any more lakes around here?
Yeah, there's Green Lake. That's where I thought you were going. It's about a 3-hour drive.
Well, I can't make that. I gotta catch a plane for New York at 5:30.
Well, that looks like you're not gonna be doing any fishing.
Jody, I just don't know what to say.
That's all right, Uncle Bill.
I should have found out about these things first.
That's all right. Really?
No, it isn't.
Hey, hey, mister, you forgot your worms. Here.
Business, water pumps, dried up lakes. That lake was the last straw.
Uncle Bill, I didn't care.
Jody, I know you're trying to make me feel better, but this trip was a full-fledged disaster. I mean, a total mess. Now give me your sweater, will you? Hey. What's the matter?
Didn't you like being with me?
Well, sure I did, pal. That was the only good part. I just know how disappointed you must be.
I didn't have a disaster. I had a swell time.
Even when everything went wrong?
I didn't care, Uncle Bill. I was with you.
Thank you, pal. You know something? I feel the same way. We both had a good time.
Yeah, us guys gotta go fishing again.
Right.